Hey guys, and welcome to the Bright and Fit podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm your host, Tatiana, money and fitness professional and everyday energizer bunny. From health, wellness, and everyday life challenges and topics, the Bright and Fit podcast will discuss interesting and fun ways to reinvent ourselves at any age. I hope you can join me. Hello everyone, this is Tatiana, your friend and host at the Bright and Fit podcast. Today is episode number 6. We're going to discuss imposter syndrome. Welcome back. Today is episode 6. And we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome, IS. According to verywellmind.com, imposter syndrome refers to an internal experience of believing that you're not as competent as others perceive you to be. It's the experience of feeling phony, as if at any moment you're going to be found as a fraud, like you don't believe you don't belong there. Like you don't belong where you are, and you only got there through dumb luck. The term was first used by psychologists Susanna Imest and Pauline Clance in 1970. The concept then was introduced to apply mostly to high-achieving women, but now recognized as more widely experienced. So, some of the characteristics are self-doubt, an inability to realistically assess your competence and skills, attributing your success to external factors, berating your performance, fear that you just won't live up to expectations. It's basically having a best friend who says things about you. Overachieving, sabotaging your own success, setting challenges and goals and feeling disappointed when you fall short. So for some people, IS can fuel feelings of motivation to achieve, but usually comes at a cost in the form of anxiety. And eventually, these feelings are going to get worse. And they may even lead to depression. People with IS, imposter syndrome, also tend not to talk about how they are feeling with anyone, and they just struggle in silence, just as those with social anxiety disorder. Imposter syndrome, to me, I feel like when I was young, and as I mentioned before in other episodes, that I'm the youngest, and there were a lot of expectations about me, and I did perform. I feel like I performed to my parents' expectations. I was in different activities. I was doing different things that require my attention. I was going to school, and I was learning piano. I was playing the piano, not professionally. But I was learning other languages. I was learning English. I was going to school. I was also in a dance team. And I remember always feeling like if I didn't perform to my family's expectation, then I was going to be seen as not only the youngest, but the failure of the family. I was always very active and passionate about all the activities that I did, and I still am. But I feel like it comes from your background. Sometimes it usually tend to be a game of comparing yourself with others. All of these activities that I did was, you know, I feel like it started in high school and continued to college, which are some of the most challenging times in our lives. And in my life as well. Not only I had to perform a specific song in piano, or I had to remember some choreography for a dance and also do well in school, but also have a social life. And I can't deny it. I was stressed. I was just anxious. I had social anxiety disorder to an extent, because you have a crowd of people looking at you and expecting certain things from you. So how do we identify imposter syndrome? IS is not yet a recognized disorder. It is not uncommon, and it is estimated 70% of people will experience at least one piece of this phenomenon in their lives. So ask yourself these questions. Do you agonize over even the smallest mistakes or flaws in your work or in life or with your friends? Do you attribute your success to luck or outside factors like, oh, you just got it right, you just got it good, your family was wealthy, or you just had great opportunities and you took them at the time? Or outside factors, people who actually got you there and you didn't get there with your own efforts? Ask yourself, are you very sensitive to even constructive criticism? Do you feel like you'll inevitably be found out as phony? And honestly, no one really truly cares about us. We just care about themselves. They just care about themselves. We care about ourselves. And we're in the constant searching for validation. Some of the causes that this website mentions about IS is certain factors that can contribute, for example, coming from a family that highly valued achievement, or had parents who flit back and forth between praise and being critical. So I know that this term is somewhat new. It's 1970. I have read and heard so many stories about people who want to measure up to expectations, friends that, you know, they just don't want to disappoint a boss or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or your oldest siblings or your mom and dad. And it is really a very deep feeling of having to put extra efforts to it, getting the extra energy, feeling and showing that you actually are valuable. So what are some types of IS, imposter syndromes, you may ask? According to my research on that website, some types of perfectionist. The perfectionist is a person that's never satisfied, always feel like their work would be better. Another IS type is the superhero. The superhero are these individuals that feel inadequate. They feel compelled to push to work as hard as possible. There's the expert. The expert is always trying to learn more, and they're never satisfied with their level of understanding. The natural genius. These individuals set excessively lofty goals and feel crushed when they don't succeed on their first try. And the soloist. They tend to be very individualistic and prefer to work alone. If you're interested in seeing or knowing what type and if you have imposter syndrome, you can take the test at PaulineRoseCleanse.com. This is one of the psychologists that first introduced the term. So how do we cope with IS, imposter syndrome? Ask yourself these questions. What core values do I hold about myself? Do I believe I am worthy of love as I am? Must I be perfect for others to approve of me? And all of those answers are very personal to you. There's no right or wrong answer. But recognizing that your worth comes from your essence and not what you do will keep you always true to yourself. So, coping mechanisms. Share your feelings. Focus on others. Help others who feel like you. Assess your abilities. Take baby steps. Do things reasonably well. Question your thoughts. Stop comparing and focus on listening. Use social media moderately. Stop fighting your feelings. Lean into them. Accept them. Refuse to let it hold you back, no matter how you feel. So, are you good at sharing your feelings? Are you honest when you feel sad? You can recognize that you feel sad. When you're mad, you know that you're mad about certain situation that happened with maybe friends or family. Are you able to also put your attention on others and help others who are like feeling like you? Assess your abilities. Have you ever taken the time to make a list of things that you are very good at, that you consider that are some of your best abilities and qualities? Take baby steps, especially if you're doing something at work or trying an activity that's new. Be kind to yourself. And question your thoughts. Are the thoughts that you're putting in your mind positive thoughts or negative thoughts all the time? What's overpowering your thoughts? Stop comparing. There's only one you. So instead of focusing your attention in listening to others and looking at others, pay attention to yourself. Invest in yourself. Use social media for positive impact instead of those stereotypes that always make us believe in something to my opinion, it's temporary. Stop fighting your feelings. I know this is a difficult one because we all want to look sane, especially during the times that we're living in. But lean into them and accept them. And that is also part of recognizing your feelings and sharing your feelings and questioning your thoughts. Refuse to let it hold you back. No matter how you feel, don't give up. Don't quit. I was also doing research and I came up with, I found this appearance that Michelle Obama had. She was a guest at the Obama Foundation Leaders speech in Kuala Lumpur in December 12, 2019. And she speaks about IS in the following way. She says, particularly, IS affects minorities, women, and society stereotypes. It's a thing in your head like self-confidence, any internal characteristic, what you tell yourself. This feeling of not being good enough because maybe you've been told so. How come the person next to you believes he or she belongs there and you don't? Michelle Obama shares that age also helps you with imposter syndrome because as a young person, we wait to be a failure. We get so used to it. And as we age, we learn, we've learned, we have experience. And so we definitely know that failure is just a phase. It's just part of the journey. It's just part of the path. And I feel like that's really important. Tell yourself, you wouldn't be here if you didn't belong here. Have you ever said that to yourself? I wouldn't be here if I didn't belong here. So go into the room where you're not supposed to be in and stop yourself from not trying new things because you feel like your thoughts are somewhat irrelevant. Your thoughts are relevant. Your experiences are just as important. Your insight is just as valuable. This is the work that needs to be done in our minds. Now, she also says that you can't count on someone else to give you the self-confidence because, truth be told, nobody's going to be holding your hand every day and saying, you know what? You're so valuable. You matter. You have to do that work for yourself. You have to make room for yourself. And we as women, I feel like in general, we need people with different minds. We need people with different religions. We need people with different beliefs. We need people with different truths. We need people with different answers, because that's how diversity it's experienced, and that's what we need in the world. We need to first recognize who we are, what we bring to the table, what we bring to the world, what gifts God, I'm a believer in God, what talents and what skills God has given you. That IS, imposter syndrome, is somewhat putting a stop from you to sharing with the world. It's almost unfair for you to not share your talents with the world just because your mind is playing games. Like I always say to my friends when we are discussing a topic on my podcast, is that in no way we're professional medical professionals. We're not psychologists. We are not someone in the field where we hold a certification or a license, but you don't have to be a guru to be a helper. But you can be a guide and you can be a coach. And you never know what values and what talents and what gifts you bring to the world that people are expecting you to share with them. I truly believe that imposter syndrome is something that has been ingrained in us somewhat. It could have been when we were young or when we were older or growing up. It may be something that we heard from somebody one time. Hey, you know, don't dance anymore. You suck at it. Don't sing anymore. You're terrible at it. There's no teachers without education. If you want to try something out there, do it. Go and learn and practice resilience. Don't let anybody, especially yourself, tell you that you can't do anything in this world. The first people in history that ever tried something as important as Maya Angelou, who wrote several books, she will always question herself if she was good enough, if her book was good enough, if her books were better than the last one. All the time, everyone has self-doubt, but it is what you make with that feeling at the moment. Are you going to hold it in and make it room in your mind and in your heart and in your life? Or are you going to receive it? You're going to embrace it. You're going to write it, and you're going to come out of it fueled with motivation to go out there, to go and share what you know and make somebody happy and make somebody feel complete. I hope that you guys learned something from this podcast. And as always, if you have any questions or any topic ideas, you can send me an email at bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, letter N, fit, F-I-T, number one, at gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook at Bright and Fit by Tatiana and on Instagram at Bright and Fit 1. It is always a pleasure to hear from you guys. Please subscribe and share, and so much love sent to everyone. Until next time, bye.